Hilkot Teira, Akev, page 26, second column. Eight lines from the beginning in the second column of Akev. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining first about the mon, but then he says, and understand what it means, because the mon had a layer of dew on top and the bottom, similar to, from the dew that Hashem is going to resurrect the dead. And we say by resurrection, Mechayim Esim Barachmim Rabim. So we have to understand what does this Rachmim Rabim mean. So he says that there's two types of neshamas, the Zera Adam and Zera Behema. And he says the Aryeh of the Merkava was on the right, which is Chesed, but that causes the level of Yira. The Shard, which was on the left, that causes the level of Ava, because all the hashpas come from there. And he says that, what does it mean? Behema si'isi imach. And he says that because of the distance of the neshama coming down, that awakens from above the rachmim rabim, the tremendous great level of mercy from Hashem. Okay, so he says like this. No, you know, we're going to start five lines into the second column. The Hainu, Kamei Lamashal, Melech Basa Vedam. It's like a physical king. Shemimnei, Gavasa Vizna Susi, Akola Sarim Vahamim. Because he is so remote from the people and the officers, Yesh Be Midas Rachmanis Yesen. He has more the attribute of Rachmanis, Shemirachim Akulam, that he has pity on everybody. Because they're much lower and worse off than them. Therefore, in his eyes, there's a tremendous great rachmanis al gedol va'etim shiflusim on their relatively lowness. Meaning like this, a king that is a proper king looks down at his subjects and he says, you know, it's such a pity on them. They are not in the realm of royalty. If they're not in the realm of royalty, it's taka, that means from the king's perspective, there's rachmanis that he has on the people. The same thing is from Hashem's perspective. Everything is non-existent in comparison to Hashem. And everything in his presence is worthless. Even the highest of spiritual worlds, Atzilus, higher than Atzilus, is nothing. Like it says in the pasuk, even the heavens, meaning the highest levels of Elokus, don't have any merit when it comes to Hashem. Therefore, the pity is very great on them. That the way everything is low in comparison to Hashem, Chafilu b'chinas ganeidno elyon v'tachton neifel b'rachmanis sanal, that even the levels of higher ganeidon, lower ganeidon, whatever, all the levels, Hashem poshut looks down and says, you know, it's a pity on you guys that you're so low. And that's what it means, mechayim meisim b'rachmim rabim, and he didn't finish that aspect of it, but Hashem from above has tremendous rachmanis. At Mechayim Esim B'Rachmim Rabim means Hashem has the Rachmim Rabim. Why is Hashem having Rachmanis on us? I mean, the problem is it's his fault. He created us like this. But yeah, but that's part of life. But the bottom line is Hashem looks down. He says, look how low you guys are. It's Mamash Rachmanis on you. Right. Because he wants us to go super high. So the lower you go, the higher you could go. As long as you don't stay down there. Right. Yeah. Because even Gan Eden is only benefiting from the ray of the Shekhinah. But Hashem himself is not even shayach. They're all united in the Achdus of Hashem. You can't, in as far as the essence of Hashem is concerned, you can't even call anything a name because there's nothing that exists. When you say something has a name, by definition it means it exists, and it's identified as an existence with that name. So that the Gan Eden, from the revelation perspective of Hashem, exists. Therefore, it can have a name. But from Hashem's perspective, that Gan Eden doesn't even exist, he can't even call a name because there's no entity to give it an identity to. Even the level of Eden, which is even higher than Gan, because the Pasuk says at the beginning of Bereshis, Nahar Yetzah Me'eden Lahashki Sisagan. A river went out of Eden to water the garden. That means there's Eden, river, Gan. That even the highest level of Chochmah is considered by Hashem like Asisa, like nothing. The Gazia Gashmi, the Gabarachman is Salzeb. The day of the day for the Rahman is so great. How the world fell so low. That it's mamish nothing compared to Hashem. So he says, this is what a person needs to meditate in. That it's a tremendous Rahman is from Hashem's perspective that he has such low things existing. We have Pasha Rachmanis and Hashem, besides Hashem having Rachmanis and us. The Nebuch, we are so low and so far from him and so non-existent, such a Rachmanis and Hashem.
We're part of it.
And that itself should stimulate the person to awaken Rachmanis on himself. What do you mean on himself? Hainu, al need to tzalukush shebay, and the godly spark that's within him. Which is chelak alakami mal mamish from the level of alukos of ani avayel shenisi hayohev viyavat kedem shenivayim comes from the essence of Hashem, and yet v'osir v'koshir it's bound and tied v'havli elam in the foolishness of world hamaylo momaster or ha'emes that hide and conceal the truth v'esig b'havli elam and yet. The person occupies himself with the foolishness of world, which is kolei mamish. And he said, "Afilo eisa bedivrei teira." Even if a person does good things, he's learning teira. But ave began yakrei, he does it for covet. He does it for a personal gain, personal gratification. He wants to become something. This learning comes from underneath the sun, meaning shakol hevel v'ros ruach, which is foolishness. So he says like this: a person not only should they have a rachmanis on their neshama that it falls so low that it's dealing with shtusim, eating, drinking, money, all that stuff. Never, and not only that, even if he learns Torah, but if he's learning Torah for personal gratification, he says that hevel v'rois ruach, as it says in Shchnoruch, in Kabbalah and Chassidus, if a person learns Torah shalei l'shma, the Torah learning goes into shalosh klipas atmeis, but goes into total evil. So why should a person learn Torah for the wrong? I mean, no, he says miteich shalei l'shma bal l'shma. You learn it for the wrong purposes. So it says. So it says in Tanya, and the Kuntzach in Rostamater, I mean, Dalat Rebbe adds another concept to it. And it says that because the Gemara says eventually you'll learn it the Shema, and Dalat Rebbe adds, Bein Begilgal Zeh, Bein Begilgal Acher. It might not be this time around, it might be next time. Then the Shema comes around. So then you elevate all the Teda, you lower it into Shosh, Gitzatameis, into Kedusha. But you might have to wait another lifetime for that. So therefore, he says, "Kshayamik binyan zeh bizbein is kol echad ve'echad lefim ayudei amaket esatzme." Based on what a person, if that's the problem, the person has to really know who they are. In other words, Self-love.
Know thyself.
Very blinding. We never see faults. It says, Kol nigoyim adam reyach chutz min nigei atzmi. The halacha is a kohen who has to look at the leprosy to see if it is or not. So the Gemara says, a kohen can look at everybody else's, but not his own. So in Musa Svarim it says, what does it mean? Kol nigoy adam reyach, all the leprosies, meaning all faults a person could see except his own. Because we don't see our own. Why don't we see our own? Because self-love is blinding. It says in this week's parsha, Sheikhad, the level of self-love blinds. So he says, but if a person meditates really truthfully and makes a real cheshbon and nefesh, and he doesn't fool himself, Yod in his benafshe, and he knows really how far he fell compared to what he should be, that will stimulate within the person a tremendous rachmanis and a tremendous pity, to how low the person is. But you know what's interesting over here? The greater the person, the more they realize how low they are. A dirty person doesn't realize they're dirty. It says, if you know, it's a very interesting thing. Comes Yom Kippur, okay, and the people come to show once a year Jews, yeah? They really should be the one crying the most on Yom Kippur, because they're basically the ones that don't keep their mitzvahs properly. Yet you find the greater the tzaddik, the more he's taking Yom Kippur seriously and crying and everything, and it doesn't make sense. This tzaddik has not too much to do tshuva. These guys have tremendous amount, but that's dafka the reason. Because who knows how low the person is compared to what he should be, the greater the tzaddik who understands better the greatness of Hashem, he can understand better how low we are. And that's what it says. And he says like this, when a person awakens mercy in himself, that's tchis ha-mesim, within himself. Why? The tchis ha-mesim, you learn, is going to be through do, like it says, tal eris talecha, and that's tala the not of mipum edatika. The do that comes from the level of atik, meaning, I'll explain in a second. She is galus alukus b'chinas gilir ava otmi mokiv achay achay meintzal baruchu. That what is the avrachmanis? He awakens the level of tau, tchis amesim, the level of tau, to awaken in such a level that it should be the revelation of Hashem. That even the lowest of the lowest places, what's the rachmanis on the person? The person should have rachmanis on himself. How far he fell, and then he awakens the level, that's tchis ha-mesim. Chassidus explains, intellect, there's nothing colder. There's nothing colder than intellect. Generally speaking, intellectual people are very cold. Because seichel is cold. The brain is physically cold. People, intellect is very cold. When you bring a little bit of midas, this is says many places in Chassidus, when you bring a little bit of midas into intellect, that's mamish tchis ha-mesim. Because seichel is cold and dead. A dead body is cold. You bring a little life into seichel. That was the uniqueness, by the way. In the times of the Baal Shem Tov, the Alter Rebbe, the Misnagdim that were opposed to the sheet of the Baal Shem Tov, they were extremely learned, but unbelievably learned. But they were very cold to Yiddishkeit. Like they would say, this is in the Friedrich Rebbe's Sichas, in the Friedrich Rebbe's letters. They would say, kiss him, mezuzah. Like, why am I kissing a piece of leather? No, that was their attitude. If you were at mitzvahs, you were very cold by them. Let's get rid of it. Let's go back to learning. Let's get done with it. They were mamish spiritually. They were very, again, extremely learned. But they were very cold. Came along the Baal Shem Tov and started saying, that's dead. That's dead. Dead Yiddishkeit. Let's wake it up a little bit. Get a little bit warmth. Get a little bit of feelings. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov taught that the simplicity of the simple people, their love of Hashem, without intellect. Intellect gets in the way, by the way. Intellect gets in the way. Like we learned many times. It has to be done in a way of warmth. And therefore the Baal Shem Tov taught that the warmth of the simple Jews is even greater than the learning of the biggest scholars. Because this is living Yiddishkeit and this is dead living. Dead Yiddishkeit. This is what's called living Torah versus not living Torah. Okay, top of the page with Dalit. And then and therefore what happens once the Elokus is revealed, then what happens? Light attracts. So once there's this revelation of Hashem, all the distant places come back to Elokus. And then you're able to get a lot of chayis, lahachis, mason, to resurrect the dead. And here the Alter Rebbe is adding a very simple, but he's adding a major point. You can't take a dead body and revive it. A completely dead body you cannot revive. A person has what's called kista de chayusa. If a person has a little bit of life, then you could eventually resurrect it. You can bring it back to life. That's why tchis amesim is going to come from the loose bones. So there's something there to resurrect from. Even though, by the way, there's no question that people that got, not cremate themselves, but people that got burnt in the crematoriums, all that, the Eibishter will resurrect them also, even though there's no loose bone left. But the Eibishter will resurrect them. But he says, because how can you do tchis amesim? Because there's a little bit of life. A Jew never completely dies. No matter how far a Jew falls, alpha bishachot Yisrael. So yes, the Jew outwardly seems to be dead. No chayis, no nothing. But you could resurrect him. And so it is also yichya ish es nafshim. The person will revive his soul. That are bound to worldly things. V'nechshav is kemes. And it's considered like a dead body. Like the Pasuk says, V'yitin es rishoyim kivrein k'mayim merazal. Rishoyim v'chayehem kruyim meisim. A Rashi, even when he's alive, is called dead. Why? We read, say, every day when we take out the Torah, V'atem hadveikim v'ashem elokeichem. If you're clinging to Hashem, chayim kol chamayim. But if you're not connected to Hashem, like the word machzis, you know, the tzaddik in the middle and the chay and the mess and all that. Shafilu achay shebem kemes nechsha. That even the little bit of life that they do have is called dead. By day you say it is rachmim rab milmaila. And by awakening Hashem's great mercy from above, ay day zemiseiru miskabetz achayis mikobokayim. You gather and awaken the chayis in all places. Sheyesh beimat mizer kis to the chiyusa, that it has a little bit of chayis. And then you awaken this, you revive your nefesh. So he says like this in Gimel, Hine, where does the Rachmim Rabim come from? Which level of Kedusha does Rachmim Rabim come from? So he says, why they yud gimel midays It's the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, right? Which is on the level of Atik, higher than world. Hainu Shalafi Shem Rachmim Ram Bali Gvul, meaning like this. Hashem's infinite Rachmonis, because it's infinite, can't come into a finite situation. It can't come into the body, straight. It only has to go through a tzimtzum of derech yud gimel midas, mida v'shir sheyuch lo'elim sekabli. Okay, then there's a bracket here for five lines. Okay, meaning like this. How can infinite Rachmanis of Hashem come into a finite world? It needs to be channeled through the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Because each one, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, the 13. And he says, interesting, what is the 13 Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim? Keneged Yud Beishvatim V'shevet Levi, HaKelu Kulam. That corresponds with the 12 Shvatim and Levi, which includes all of them. L'chein emir maslichut for Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Now, here it's interesting. The Alter Rebbe B'chal many times in the Kotei Torah brings down customs that we don't do. The Alter Rebbe says here, therefore we say sliches and yud gimel midas rachmim from reshchei d'shelo. Yeah, but we don't. The Alter Rebbe brings down in the Kutta Torah, what we say Saturday night, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. Al Tira brings out a lot of things that we don't say.
Always.
You say it. We don't say it.
It's coming in 2 weeks now, baby.
It's in the Siddur.
5:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's in the Siddur.
I was grew up before.
Rabbi, it's in the Siddur. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. It's in the Siddur.
Not in our Siddur.
Can't help that.
Somebody asked the Rebbe a question. It's printed in the letter in Bakal Kutasichas. Why don't we say Ani Mamin? You know, 13 Ani Mamins. Why don't we say Ani Mamin? And why isn't it in the Siddur?
Right.
So the Alter Rebbe answered, the Rebbe answered the letter. I'm just saying the first part of it. The Alter Rebbe said, the reason we don't say it is because it's not in the Siddur. Why isn't it in the Siddur? The Rebbe explains why Yarmenig is not to say it.
Also the Shamar.
The Shamil, the only reason that they ever put in the Siddur is because of Radichavit.
But if you believe in something, you don't have to say it.
It's true.
Did
Chassidim used to say of art that Misnagdim say it and Chassidim believe it in Mashiach. But, the Shamru, Friday night, but if you notice, Baruch Hashem Leilam, it's not in the Siddur. Very married during the week. Even though it's all both the same. If you say Visham, you say Baruch Hashem Leilam. You don't say Baruch Hashem Leilam. So when the Alter Rebbe was writing the Siddur, his Belchutin, the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, Baditcher, they were Mechutan, the grandchildren married each other. And the Baditcher said to the Alter Rebbe, he said, Mechutin, why aren't you putting Visham in the Siddur? He said, because it's a hefsek, the Vilna Gaon held the same thing by them. That it's a hefsek between that and Shemoneh Esrei. So he said to the Alter Rebbe, "Abishteitach that the Malachim tansin in a Yerid. The Malachim have a market dance when the Jews say Vishamru." So the Alter Rebbe said to him, "You don't have to go to every Yerid. You don't have to go to every party." So the Alter Rebbe said to him, out of respect to you, I will put it in the Siddur, but my Chassidim will not say it.
Is the Alter Rebbe saying that that's why our custom is say Rosh Chodesh Stipas and all that, because he was in the Shema Chalit and he just has to include all the
things? He explains about the different minhagim that different people have.
Because nobody around him in Russia would say Stipas.
I don't know if that's true.
It's Sparta.
I don't
know.
What? I didn't ask him. I wasn't there. I doubt it because Ashkenazi Jews only say it the week of or 10, you know. This year, even for the Ashkenazim, because Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday, so you have a whole week before plus Sunday, Monday. Yeah.
So why didn't he put the Yukim?
What?
Why didn't he put in the Siddur the Yukim? What did the Rebbe
ask? The Rebbe writes, it has to do with, I don't know. I don't remember. Back, look at the Sikh a second. Look at that. It's, I don't remember exactly the answer. What?
We're talking about the biscuits, biscuit.
The cookies, special
cookies.
All of the Shalom, Eliyahu, and Imanu.
It's brilliant.
Nothing to do with that
lecture.
It's a tradition. This is not a lecture. We're learning a mimer. A lecture, a guy gets up at a podium, hack the Chinese. This is not hacking a chain. We're saying what the Rebbe says. Because the Rebbe Hashem, Kamish Batech Chayeni, Hainu. Through the level of the pasuk says like this, Rachamecha Rabim Hashem, your mercy is a lot. Kemishpatecha Chayeni, you give me life from your mishpatim, from your dinim. Shaydei bechinas Rachamim Rabim, through the level of awakening Rachamim Rabim from Hashem, nimte chayis kolkach ad shafila b'makom shemishpatecha Chayenu, meaning kosveinu lechayim tevim. Okay, that means it awakens even the lowest of the lowest levels. So Jews need to awaken this tremendous level of Rachmanis from above. But in order to awaken the Rachmanis from above, a Jew needs to taka realize the distance. In other words, it's important to realize the Rachmanis.
Know yourself.
That's why it says, Shaita, the Gemara says, Allah, Shaita asu l'racham alav. You're not allowed to have pity on a Shaita, because he doesn't get it anyway. But the Raza, the Rebbe Rishab's brother, interpreted it like this. Shaita, if somebody nebuch is a Shaita, asur, you're bound l'racham alav. Asur means bound. He didn't say it means forbidden. What does that mean? In Ruchnius, a person who sins is the Ruch Shtus. What causes a person to sin? The Ruch Shtus. Right? Instead of connecting to Hashem, he's connecting to the stupid things of the world. Havli Olam, like he said. So he says, somebody that's a shaitan, meaning he's far away from Hashem, see, you're bound to have Rachmanis on him. Because look how, the Rachmanis on him is super great. Look how far he fell. So you really need to have Rachmanis on him. And he said another word. Look how great the Rachmanis is on a shaita, that even Torah says you can't have Rachmanis on him. So you can imagine how great the Rachmanis is on him. The Torah is Torah's Chesed, and Torah's Chesed said you can't have Rachmanis on him. So look, look how great the Rachmanis is. Okay. Tomorrow morning I'm not here, so that's it with this. Good day.